Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So right out of the gate, we begin with breaking news. Karen Reed, within a minute, has been found not guilty.
She has a Kleenex in her hand. She is crying. She is hugging her attorney. There is an enormous crowd of supporters wearing pink with the Free Karen Reed movement outside of the courthouse. You could see them rise up and cheer when those verdicts were read.
Let's go live to CNN.
The jury's verdict will reflect that. They had to look at the evidence. They had to assess the evidence. Now, the John O'Keefe family is in that courthouse right now. They want justice for their victim, John O'Keefe. His life was taken. His life is gone. And now the question remains, who did this? Because the jury has determined that Karen Reed, beyond a reasonable doubt, did not cause his death, that there was reasonable doubt that she did this. So now the quest for justice remains, and will this community be vested in finding the true answers to this horrible, horrible killing?
All right, Jean Casares, thank you so much. Let me bring back former litigator Lisa Bonner. And Lisa, there's obviously this huge crowd outside the courthouse in Dedham, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. And for folks who have not been following the Karen Reed trial, folks who do not know why there is a crowd there and why they are cheering she has been found not guilty in the most serious charges. Obviously, she was found guilty of driving while intoxicated, but that's nothing compared to the other charges involving manslaughter. Can you explain to our viewers why there is this crowd and this wellspring of support for Karen Reed, the defendant?
That's a great question, Jake. There has been so much hoopla around this case since the first jury ended in a mistrial. There was a lot of speculation whether or not Karen Reed actually did this or not. And there was a lot of prosecutorial misconduct in the first trial in terms of the investigator who was, you know, not giving truthful evidence. And there was just a lot that went on that did not sit well with not only the jurors, but the public in general. And so the fact that it was a hung jury and they could not come to a conclusion on this really set in the minds of the public that something might not have been right. Something was amiss. And so when the prosecution decided to retry this case, the defense really needed to come up and step up and put on a vigorous defense, which they did this time. There have been infinite number of, you know, from documentaries of whodunits, internet sleuths talking about there was a conspiracy to frame Karen Reed. And this has been, you know, this has been debunked and looked into by, like I said, internet sleuths, people on TikTok, and the whole entire world seemed to have a really vested interest in this. And so I think because the defense came back and put on a very, very vigorous defense and really poked holes in the mind of the jurors and really definitely gave some jurors some food for thought to come back and return a unanimous verdict on the most important charges, which could have placed Karen Reed behind bars for a very long time.
Why do you think this verdict was different from the first trial, which resulted in a hung jury?
Well, the defense put on a vigorous cross-examination of the prosecution's witnesses. Like I think that they went a lot harder. And what they did specifically with the gentleman who was a snowplow driver, they brought him to the forefront and they really, you know, said, listen, you did not see a body on the yard. And he was like, no, I drove past several times. So they really were poking holes in that. They presented alternative evidence in terms of this was not consistent with what a car accident victim would have looked like. It was perhaps bitten by a dog. There was a lot of police misconduct that was brought to the front. So I think in terms of the defense seemed to learn from the mistakes that they made the last time and really just thinking that they might have had it in the bag and really came back and vigorously put on a defense where they gave, you only need one to come up with reasonable doubt, and they provided enough evidence, it seems, to really talk about and come back with a verdict that said, no, she did not do these things. Now, was she driving under the influence? That seemed to be pretty clear. But in terms of did she or did she not, was she framed or was she not? Was there police misconduct? There was certainly that. And they came back and they really, really provided enough evidence. Then that's all you need.
All right. If you missed the breaking news, Karen Reed has been found not guilty of second-degree murder in connection with the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend.
It is the only verdict, the only just verdict that could be reached. I've said it from the beginning. Did Karen Reed kill that man? I don't know. I know they cannot prove how he died, when he died.
Or who did it.
Who did it, or keep in mind, Scott, when, where, how? They could not answer any of those questions. They never went into the home where Officer John O'Keefe was found dead on the front lawn. They never investigated. They never set foot in that home. So they can't even tell you when he stumbled out of that house. Right. Was she guilty of drunk driving? Everyone in that house that night was guilty of driving drunk.
She was found guilty
absolutely
today of drunk driving.
They were all hammered. There is no question about it. You cannot send someone to prison for the rest of their life for a crime where you have no evidence suggesting when, how, or where this man died.
And what this does, sadly, is it casts another pall on the Boston Police Department, which has for years been considered to be a very corrupt police department. And I'm obviously not every police department is.
Was there corruption in this case, Scott? We don't know. We don't know because they never investigated inside of that house.
If you listen to the correspondent just now, the analyst on CNN, she even said this points to corruption in the Boston Police Department. And I'm watching this documentary. It's an 8-part series called Trial 4. And there is no doubt, and now granted, this was back in the 90s, there is no doubt there was corruption in the Boston Police Department.
The problem for the Boston Police Department is the history of corruption in the department. Was there corruption in this case? We don't know.
Yeah.
Here's what we do know. There is a deep mistrust of authorities in that town. And ask yourself this, however you feel about Karen Reed, I've said this, she is not a likable person. But if you woke up right here in Kansas City and there was a dead police officer on your front lawn, would local authorities come into your home and investigate?
Yes.
100% of the time, the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. They did not set foot in the police officer's home where John O'Keefe was found dead on the front lawn ever. They didn't go in that night. They didn't go in the next day. They didn't go weeks, months later. They never went in the home. You cannot find her guilty. There was no proper investigation,
Dana,
in this case.
They collected evidence in red Solo cups.
And the analyst mentioned, and I don't remember this specific detail, but I'm assuming she looked into it and is telling the truth. The analyst mentioned that they were bringing evidence forward in the first trial that didn't exist. That outlines corruption.
When we get back, quick break. So Karen Reed, if you've been following this case out of Boston, this was her second trial. She was, it was a hung jury in the first trial. She was retried. She has been found not guilty today within the last 15 minutes of second degree murder and voluntary manslaughter. She has been found guilty of one count of driving under the influence of alcohol. Tracy Spradlin with Spradlin Kennedy Law Firm here in Kansas City, good friend of the show, joins us next here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the verdict is in the Karen Reed trial up in Massachusetts, if you've been following it. She is accused or was accused of running over, backing up into her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe, several years ago. This was her second trial. Here is the verdict as it was read.
Mr. Foreman, on docket number 2282CR117001, murder in the second degree, what say you? Is the defendant at the bar guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
So say you, Mr. Foreman? So say you?
Charlo.
No. Yes. Do you agree?
Yes.
Do all of you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. 002, what say you? Is the defendant at the bar not guilty or guilty?
Not guilty.
Of?
Is not guilty or guilty of that charge or any lesser included charge?
Lesser included.
Thank you. Specifically number 5, operating under the influence of liquor, by operating a motor vehicle with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or greater, correct?
Yes.
So say you, Mr. Foreman?
Yes.
So say you all?
Yes.
003, what say you is the defendant?
All right, so
there's
the end of it. What you heard was not guilty of second degree murder, not guilty of voluntary manslaughter, guilty of driving under the influence of alcohol.
And we cut it off seconds before it happened, but you can hear the crowd erupt outside the courthouse on the microphone in the courthouse.
Let's go now to our guest, Tracy Spradlin of Spradlin Kennedy Law. I want to remind everyone, Tracy, the name of the documentary is A Body in the Snow, The Trial of Karen Reed. It's one of the most gripping documentaries I've ever seen. What was it about this case that drew hundreds and thousands of supporters around the country on both sides?
I think it was, I mean, it had everything, Dana. It had, you know, police misconduct. It had, you know, a police officer in a relationship that was killed. It had the drama of, you know, Miss Reed being very vocal, doing interviews, and not being at times very likable. I think it just had a lot of things, even down to everybody loves a Boston accent, right?
Right. One of the things I've said again and again, Tracy, is that because she's not likable and because she was screaming horrible things in a voicemail overnight when she thought he was missing, doesn't mean she killed him. You can be in a relationship that is deteriorating. It doesn't make you a murderer. And they certainly didn't prove she was.
Well, and if we were able to convict people on character alone, they'd need a lot more beds in the jails around the country, you know?
One of the things I don't understand, and I'm not necessarily asking for you to explain it, but it is shocking to me that they found John O'Keefe's body on the front lawn of fellow police officer's home, and not one detective or law enforcement officer ever went into that home to investigate. To me, once that decision was made, you cannot convict her at all.
Yeah, I mean, it leaves the jury with a lot of what ifs, and that's where defense comes in. And what's interesting on these cases is that retrials generally favor the prosecution. They get another bite at the apple. And in that case today, it didn't work. It didn't happen. And you can tell they put a lot of thought into it. They did over, 21 hours of deliberation. And so it wasn't a quick verdict. And I mean, kudos to that jury. I mean, 2 months of trial.
If you were the prosecutor, Tracy, would you have rebrought this case?
I think that's interesting. I think they were in some ways forced into it, pot committed because of the allegations of misconduct. But finding out from, I think, several jurors that she had already been acquitted in the first trial of two of the major charges related to second degree murder, I would have probably, maybe workshopped whether we needed different charging or to dismiss some of those and proceed on something that they could maybe make a stronger case.
Yeah, Scott, you have asked that from the beginning.
Yeah, explain this to me if you could, Tracy. The jurors in the first trial have come forward and said, we found her not guilty on the original first case. We found her not guilty of second degree murder and voluntary manslaughter. We did find her guilty of driving under the influence. How is it not double jeopardy then? I mean, so if you have a mixed verdict like that, but not everybody can agree, all three are hung?
So if they never formally entered the verdict, and this was definitely appealed all the way up, I believe, to the Supreme Court on the double jeopardy issue, and Karen Reed, she lost on those appeals related to the double jeopardy allegations. But it's kind of like today, I don't know if you guys have already talked about it previously on the show, but the jury came in and said they had a verdict, and then they knocked on the door again and said, oh, wait, no, we don't. And so they had that sealed verdict form. It was in an envelope, and the judge said, hey, they said they have a verdict. Now they said they didn't. We have the verdict form, but it is not, the jury does not actually have a verdict until it's open read in open court. And so, it was probably something along similar lines that even though they were in agreement on some things, they weren't in agreement on all of it.
So we will never know what happened to John O'Keefe. Do you agree with that? The poor family, Tracy, we don't know if he was bit by a dog. Was he hit by a car? Did he whack his head on the pavement? Like, you just don't know how this man died.
It was a very circumstantial case, but it had a lot of circumstantial evidence. The problem was, most of that circumstantial evidence could be viewed in multiple different ways, depending on, the battle of the experts and who was more credible.
And so now she just goes free. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, other than, the DUI charge that she was convicted on.
Right, but she gets a year probation on that. No jail time for that. So she's free as of this afternoon, correct?
Yeah. I mean, they should be releasing her, and I'm assuming they'll probably do a interview on the courthouse steps anytime now.
Yeah, we're waiting on those attorneys, as a matter of fact. Tracy, what does this say? Like, just a snapshot of our justice system. What does this say about the process?
I think it shows that the process works. We had two juries that took it very seriously and gave up months of their lives. I do think it shows how much money it costs for her defense to get her to this point, and how hard it would be for a normal person put in this situation that did not have the media coverage to be able to get the resources, to have the experts, to have an entire legal team making these kind of arguments and fighting so vigorously, because that costs a lot of time and money. And so, you know, while it worked out here, there are so many times where people cannot afford to have all of the experts and all of the trial experience that they need on complicated cases like this.
Does she have any recourse? Because you're right, and this was, you led into my next question, how expensive a two-month trial has to be for someone. You, among all people, know that legal defenses are not cheap, and they do cost money, not just for your time, but also for the resources that you have to bring in to the case to try to prove your client's innocence. Where does she get this money?
Well, she got it, I think, from a lot of crowdfunding and a lot of donations. But the average person, especially if they're incarcerated pending, you know, their trial, can't work. They can't, you know, they can't produce any money in that instance to help aid in their defense. And our, especially in Missouri, our public defender system is unfortunately overloaded and not as funded as other states. And so that also plays a huge part in trying to make sure we have adequate counsel that has enough time and experience to be taking on some of these cases.
Tracy, do appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you for it.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Right. Be well.
That is Tracy Spradlin with Spradlin Kennedy Law. From the text line, you don't think they're not going to throw the book at her on the DUI charge? Oh, they will definitely throw the book at her. Probation? No, she won't get that. She's already gotten it. She's been sentenced to 1 year probation.
And for that matter, everyone in that house should be guilty of DUI. There's surveillance video from all of the bar hopping. Someone said this on Twitter. The one thing that everyone should take away from the Karen Reed trial was how drunk as a skunk everyone was that night and then drove to that house.
But how do you convict her of DUI when there was never a blood test?
They had receipts from the bar. So when you go to a bar and you're purchasing alcohol and others are purchasing, there was video and a footprint, surveillance video of them all doing shots together. You know, there were a lot of bad decisions made that night. Is she guilty in the legal sense of murdering that man? She is not.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alert just came over CNN while we were handling the Karen Reed trial coverage. And Jackson County, you are under a severe thunderstorm warning. I think I saw Ray County's on there.
And Lafayette.
And Lafayette until 2:45. We just pulled up the radar and there's lots of red heading our way. So
keep an eye on it, but I don't know if I can trust the radar anymore.
Why?
Because we had our company picnic out in the parking lot today.
Yeah.
And it was perfectly sunny. And then I felt a raindrop. And then I felt another raindrop. And then a torrential downpour, some might call it a rogue thunderstorm.
Rogue, it was rogue.
Came out of nowhere. And I checked the radar, and it said clear skies in Mission, Kansas. And there was a 60% chance it was already raining.
I would say there was a 100% chance it was already raining.
It was coming down.
I will tell you this. I'm looking at it right now. The red angry blobs, Excelsior Springs, Liberty. I see this over Leavenworth right now. And then toward
check with T and see if
Lexington, Higginsville. And it's moving in a weird, like, now sort of straight east, slightly southeast direction.
Be weather aware.
And if you're down south, there's like a little dot down by Belton and then nothing until you hit north of 70.
Did you guys get any storms overnight?
Nothing. Not a drop.
Because I was expecting some severe thunderstorms and we didn't get a drop either.
And then then about 8:30 this morning, we got some very light rain. I was watching Channel 41 this morning. Lee Zach is filling in for Lindsay Anderson while she's on maternity leave. Mm-hmm. By the way, and I've known Lee Zach for years, and he's a great guy. But, you know, he's since moved to Colorado. And but they bring him in on satellite to do the weather in the morning. And he was always, no rain in Leavenworth, according to T at the moment. He always would open up his forecast at night going, "Good evening, Kansas City." And I know that was kind of his trademark
his
or whatever. It's gotten out of control.
Good evening, Kansas City.
So this morning, I'm sitting there in my chair in my master bedroom watching, drinking my coffee, watching the Today Show. And by the way, you know, I always love Good Morning America. I cannot stand Michael Strahan. So my Good Morning America days are over.
Okay.
So I've gone to the Today Show. And, you know, Al Roker says, "And here's what's happening in your neck of the woods."
Yeah.
And they go to Gary Lezak in his home in Colorado, wherever he is now. And by the way, Karen Reed speaking, we'll go to it in a second. He goes, "Good morning, Kansas City." Sam, let me get CNN back up if you don't have it in there.
And she is passionately yelling at the podium.
Let me get CNN Live back up. Come on, guys. Don't screw with me.
Boy, do they know how to time this or what? Now she's waving goodbye. There are probably 15 legal supporters flanking her on all sides. And one of her attorneys is going to speak now. Let's go.
For John O'Keefe, than I have, and my team. Thank you.
So do you want to see it reopen? Karen, you want to see the case reopen? Should the case be reopened?
No, the case cannot be reopened. Alan, this case is over.
No, I mean, the case is searching for someone else.
What did you say? This is what say about Justin.
I'm going to leave it to Karen and her dad.
That is her father speaking.
Let her dad make a comment.
Thank you.
Mr. Reed.
I just want to
I want to acknowledge the strength of our daughter, Karen, the support of the entire Reed extended family. I want to acknowledge the greatest team of attorneys. Our first one that we found was David Gennetti. We added Alan Jackson and Lance
and so
Little.
He's going to thank a bunch of people, Bob and then they end up just walking away, and that's it.
So many people are screaming,
Karen is free.
In her support. You can't even hear what they're saying. There is a crush of media and police around her as she tries to make her way to her car. I cannot urge you enough to watch A Body in the Snow, The Trial of Karen Reed.
Is it on Netflix?
It is. I believe it's Netflix. It is one of the most gripping crime documentaries I have ever watched. You are not going to like her. She is not a particularly likable person. But if you understand reasonable doubt and you believe in our system of justice, there was no other verdict today but not guilty.
Let me ask a dumb question. Do you think her looks played a part in how much attention this trial got?
I think the history of corruption in that town is what launched thousands of supporters her way. Thousands of supporters who may or may not believe that she did this or not, but they know there's so much corruption in the history of that town. They believe.
But she's not rough on the eyes. You would agree with that.
She is not rough on the eyes. I don't think it's her look, Scott.
I think locally it was certainly the corruption, but I
think nationally
I'm not well-versed on.
I mean, just like with Casey Anthony. I mean, how many people go on trial for killing their kid every year? But Casey Anthony was pretty, and so she got a lot of attention. Her daughter was cute, super-duper cute. I think Karen Reed's looks played into the national attention that this trial got.
She has a very Jersey Shore brashness to her. That's why I say I don't know that when you watch the documentary again,
she's not a sympathetic character.
She's not a sympathetic character.
No.
But you ask yourself, if I was put in this situation and there was a death, you would want the very best defense, Scott. They cannot prove she did this. Quite frankly, I don't think that she did. I really don't. But that investigation was so botched from the beginning. There is no other outcome here.
You know, I wonder, and we've heard about the corruption, potential corruption in the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department. And with Golubsky, who are we kidding? There was corruption in the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department. But Boston, among all police departments in the country, has a reputation for corruption. And I'm seeing this in this new documentary that I'm watching, Trial 4, on Netflix. I mean, it is just grotesque, the level of corruption in the Boston Police Department.
It's one of the reasons I was really surprised after the first hung jury they rebrought these charges. The first jury was hung not on the murder charges. They all voted to acquit her on murder. Mm-hmm. They were hung on the drunk driving charge, right?
Correct.
I don't understand how you can retry her on the – the jury unanimously decided in the first trial she was not guilty of murder, but then said, yeah, we're kind of struggling with the DUI thing. Then they retried her. Why?
Do we think that the police department is going to give up on this?
Yes.
There's no other option here, Sam.
Who are they going to pin it on?
Not themselves.
Not themselves. That is a great point, Scott.
But that's my point, is they're going to find
keep
somebody.
In mind,
no, they're not.
Keep in mind, I still think there is a huge possibility he wasn't murdered at all.
Right.
We just don't know. And we don't know because there was no proper investigation. There was CYA right after it happened on that police officer's lawn.
And you've got to keep in mind, were the taillights on her SUV broken at the scene? Or did someone, once they found John O'Keefe in the snow,
plant the taillights,
go over and break her taillights and bring the glass or plastic, is what it really is,
her taillight,
back to the house?
Her taillight was already broken, Scott, because she backed into his car in the garage that night, and there's surveillance of it. There is surveillance ring doorbell footage of her backing into that car.
Then how did the plastic end up in the snow, Dana, and then in a solo cup?
That is the grassy knoll question. A Body in the Snow, The Trial of Karen Reed, is the documentary. Again, she has been found not guilty on the most serious charges. And that about wraps that. I would love to say that there's...
It doesn't about wrap it. It wraps
I would love to say there is justice in this case in some form or fashion. I don't see how.
If I were her, I would never speed in Boston again.
Well, she likely is not staying in that town.
A friend of the police.
If she has half a brain, and I think she does, she writes a book, she sells the rights to her story, makes a couple million bucks...
Get out of town.
...and gets the hell out of Boston. Gets the hell out of town. Go live in El Paso or San Antonio or Phoenix or whatever. Get out of Boston. Kraft Heinz announced this week that it would be removing artificial food dyes from its products within the next 2 years, General Mills announcing a similar measure the same day. In a press release this week, General Mills said it is working to remove certified colors from K-12 school foods by the summer of 2026 and then all foods by the end of 2027. The company said only a small portion of its products are being affected, with 85% of its products being free from artificial food dyes. Now, does this mean my ketchup is going to appear green?
Gray.
Does this mean my mac and cheese isn't going to be fluorescent yellow anymore? I want it to glow.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm really not. But you know that that stuff cannot be good for us, Scott. You know it can't.
No, of course not.
You know it's not. Other countries have banned this stuff years ago.
There's a reason it was never allowed in Europe.
It was never allowed in Europe. So why are we even saying we're going to phase it out in 2 years? If it's so bad for us, why are we not just knocking it out now?
So, Sam, you're safe. Kraft Heinz says they removed all preservatives and flavors from the Kraft macaroni and cheese in 2016. From their tomato ketchup, it has never had artificial dyes, so they claim.
Well, tomatoes are red.
Is everything else in it red?
No.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Just got word it is now raining in Leavenworth. Severe thunderstorm warnings for Jackson County, Lafayette, and what was the other one that you said, Dana?
Ray
County, thank you. Until 2:45, it is now 2:45. We presume that those warnings are about to expire if they have not already. 913-586-7798. This story just cleared at abcnews.com. A break-in has been reported at the home of murdered Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman.
God.
After the Saturday morning killings, the house was processed by crime scene investigators and then was boarded up on Sunday.
Someone went into a crime scene and stole from her?
Yesterday, the Hortman family members who survived, which is to say their children, took valuables from the home. But this morning, police were alerted to an overnight break-in. They discovered the plywood covering the back window had been pried off and the window was broken. According to police, and I quote, "The home was once again processed by crime scene investigators for evidence of the burglary. The home appeared to have been searched by an unknown individual. However, the family has indicated that they don't believe anything of value is missing."
My God.
Vance Belter, of course, accused of killing Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark early Saturday morning at their Brooklyn Park, Minnesota home.
Now, there was an 18-year-old in the home of the lawmaker and his wife who survived in the very first attack.
The Hoffmans.
The Hoffmans were both shot 4 times. Were there children in the home? Do we know?
Yes, there was a daughter, I believe an 18-year-old daughter, if I'm not mistaken, who was in the home, who is the one who called 911 and alerted police, which led to a number of other local jurisdictions sending police to the homes of state lawmakers, which probably saved the life of at least one state lawmaker, because as Vance Belter pulled up to that home, he saw that there was already a police officer outside. And he moved on to the Hortman's home.
Comments from their children: "We are devastated and heartbroken at the loss of our parents, Melissa and Mark. According to Sophie and Colin Hortman in a statement, they were bright lights at the center of our lives. We cannot believe they are gone. Their love for us was boundless. We miss them so much." My God.
We continue to monitor events out of the Middle East. President Trump earlier today said he had not decided whether he was going to issue strikes on Iran. Of course, as everybody knows, if they're going to take out this Fordo nuclear site, they would need this MOP, Massive Ordnance Penetrator Bomb, that only the United States has, and it has to be delivered by a B-2 stealth bomber.
Otherwise known as a bunker buster.
Correct. That is correct. We will visit with Commander Jesse Reed at 4:15 this afternoon, get his insights. He is familiar with this aircraft, of course. He's a Top Gun pilot, even though the B-2 is an Air Force, not a Navy plane. But we will talk with Commander Jesse Reed coming up at 4:15 this afternoon. Pope Leo XIV is apparently related to some very famous people.
Mm.
He can count among his distant cousins Justin Bieber.
No way.
Yep. Madonna, Justin Trudeau,
oh.
Angelina Jolie,
wow,
and Hillary Clinton,
huh,
are all distant cousins of the Pope. Madonna pointed out that she's been excommunicated 3 times, so she's wondering if somehow she can get back in. I'm not making that up. A rare exoplanet has been discovered in the Milky Way. The exoplanet, a giant gas named AT2021UEYB, of course.
Another one?
Yes. Now, keep in mind, this is in the Milky Way galaxy, so it orbits a distant star.
Right.
Orbits a low-mass star and is located about 3,200 light-years away from Earth, so you're never going to get there.
No.
It orbits around an M-dwarf star, which is relatively small. Completes its orbit every 4,170 days. Okay.
Have you heard the term crash out? What is it, and have you done it?
No.
You're going to be hearing that term more.
Crash out.
When everything goes wrong at the same time, you are overwhelmed, you feel like you're about to have a meltdown. Gen Z is embracing a slang term for familiar feelings, and that is the crash out.
Describe it again, if you would be so kind.
Alejandro Toro was struggling. The 30-year-old project manager documented her crash out in a video that has reached almost 1 million views, joining the ranks of countless TikTok users who have employed some of the phrase to describe their burst of emotions and at times intentional overreaction. It's called crashing out. There's no precise definition of the phrase, and both the severity of its meaning and its use seem to run the gamut. A fiery confrontation with the ex, an irritated exchange with a parent, or a full emotional breakdown can qualify, but its popularity is undeniable.
My picture sits above the definition.
Yep. It's a feeling of beyond tiredness, Scott, a frustration or exhaustion towards something or someone that you throw all care out the window and have a full-blown outburst. And in fact, crash out was runner-up for the 2024 Word of the Year. I've never even heard of it.
So you're not exhausted, like physically exhausted. You're exhausted with the person or the thing. Do
like
I read that right?
Like a steam pipe about to burst. Right, Sam?
Yeah, pretty much. Like burnt out, crashed out.
I'm not ready for bed. I'm just exhausted with you.
Just overwhelmed with everything.
I read that as an inability to control your emotions.
Thanks.
It's kind of a forewarning of like, hey, you're annoying me. I'm about to crash out. Or like, this project I'm working on is going to make me crash out.
Sam, you've had a crash out?
This morning, I burned my arm on a hot pan and then dropped conditioner in the shower and it ripped my toenail off. And I was ready to crash out.
Oh, my.
Rip the toenail off, huh?
Well, not clean off. It's still intact.
I crashed out about 7:30 last night. Didn't even stay up for the Royals game.
I don't think that's crashing out.
No, that's just old.
That's just exhausted.
Yep.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.